The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Not only the members of Deliverance Assemblies of God, everyone online. Le papa lokoto kabare keteke bari breketeke barokoto kapantale bikele masua le pepe keteke barokoto kapantala basha le pepe keteke barokoto kabaya. We thank you for our lives. 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 We thank you for our lives, O God. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful.
We say faithful and thou. Oh God, we thank you, Father.
Father, we are grateful unto you for giving us a new life to live in a new day. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you so much, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. The blood that has qualified us. The blood that has redeemed us. The blood that has justified us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus pave the way. Let the blood of Jesus clear every obstacle. Let the blood of Jesus set our atmosphere and environment. Let the blood intervene. And where the blood is, the Holy Spirit takes over. Holy Spirit, come and take over. Holy Spirit, overshadow us. Holy Spirit, empower us. Holy Spirit, strengthen us. Holy Spirit, lead us. You are our advantage. You are our helper. You are our comforter. You are our counselor. You are everything. Holy Spirit, without you, we are not. This morning, come and lead your people. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to resurrection power for today, or simply power for today, coming to you from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician, Boja Worldwide, and his team. Today is the 154th day of the year 2023. 154th day of the year 2023. And we thank the Lord for giving us a new life to live in a new day. I want to preface this program by thanking God. Today is exactly our 33 years in marriage. We are 33 years today. Gladys and myself were joined together in marriage on the 2nd June 1990. And the Lord has graciously helped us. It is not only the Lord, but we have also contributed. I'm telling you, we have submitted to the Holy Spirit leadership. We are submitted to the Word of God. We work on each other's temperaments. We manage ourselves. It has not been easy. We listen to each other. We listen to each other. Oh, we listen to each other. Yes, when somebody says, I don't like the way this thing go, I don't like the way we try to adjust. That is what has brought us this far. Marriage is not automatic. It is not an autopilot. It is work between two people. It is work, daily work. And so I wish the same for every married couple that is online now. I wish the same to you. It is my prayer that the Lord will begin to renew our marriages. For I tell you that marriage is a blessing. Not just marriage is a blessing, but the person you are married to is a blessing. Papa Adeboye will say, it is better not to marry, to stay unmarried, than to marry to the wrong person. It is better to stay unmarried than to marry to the wrong person. You begin to experience your hell here before finally you enter the real hell. If so, please, I want to encourage all of us, and unto God alone be the glory. We still have a long way to go. Keep on praying for us. Thank all of you who have really stood with us. Yes. And encourage us in this ministry work. Amen.
Amen.
Today we are beginning a new prayer topic. Yes, but then we'll be praying the old ones inside. Our theme today is commanding fruitfulness. We are commanding fruitfulness, productivity, results, greater works. We are commanding fruitfulness. As we are all aware that when God created Adam in his own image, the first command that God gave to Adam in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. In Genesis chapter 9, verse number 1, God repeated the same to Noah. And God blessed Noah and his sons. And let me add, on my Facebook, I added, and their wives. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Again, we saw in John chapter 15 verse 16, where Jesus was speaking to the disciple and said, you did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruits that will last. Go and bear fruit that will last. Beloved, God has created you and I to bear fruit. We have been commanded to do what? To bear fruit. You know, when you look at, when you read Genesis chapter 1, all the elements of creation, I always use verse 11, Genesis chapter 1. I always use verse 11 for my illustration on this. when God commanded the earth to produce vegetation, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielded seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself and after his kind. And God saw that it was good. You know, every element of creation that God commanded, it never disobeyed. When you read verse 16, it says, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, verse 17, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Has the light stopped shining?
No.
Has the sun stopped giving its light by day?
No.
Has the moon and the stars stopped? In the night?
No.
Everything that God commanded, it has been so. It has been so. So why man? Why is man not productive? I am going to tell you. Do you know that you can be unfruitful? You can be unproductive? I am going to tell you. You can decide. It is we who decide to be unproductive. After the day he was born, his friends came to him. Job, sorry. Did I say Genesis? Sorry. Please. It's Job. Thank you. It's Job 38. From verse number 8. After Job and his friends have done the top situation and has attributed Job's situation to the sin he has committed, to how he didn't take care of the widows, to they were using tradition, philosophy, secular ways to judge Job's situation. After everything, from Job 38, God started speaking. God started speaking. May God speak in your situation.
Amen.
I say, may God speak in your situation.
Amen.
After everything, God started speaking. And in Job 38, he started speaking. In fact, from verse 1, said, then the Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, now let me jump over it to verse 8. Who shut up the sea behind doors when it bursts forth from the womb? Verse 9, when I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness, when I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place, when I said, this far you may come and no further, here is where your proud waves halt. If you look into my Bible, you see SPSP. This is how far you can go. Hey, it's a prayer point. You can command that situation. This is how far you can go. You cannot go beyond this. Hey, you can command that situation in your marriage. You can command that spirit. You can command that demon. You can command that principality. Look, you can command. You can just speak. This is how far. Do you know why? When you speak and you command, every element of creation will obey you. Do you know why they will obey you? Because you are carrying the image of God. You were created in all in the image of God. And you have been given power to rule. Your words are life and death. Words in your mouth can produce life. They can also bring death. So you are in charge. God has put you in charge in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, If the elements of creation have never disobeyed, and they have always been there, the sea has occupied up to where God gave it. Unless man disturbs it. Unless man disturbs it. This was what we study in the developmental theology. In the PhD class, developmental theology. Yes. You study why God created things. Developmental theology is about the why. The why this is very interesting. It gives you deeper understanding of the Bible. Why this? Why did God create man? Why did God create Eve? Why didn't Adam alone? Do you know why God created a companion for Adam? Because God operates in three forms. As a Father, as a Son, as the Holy Spirit. So he also has a companion. So God wants to do this. Oh, God loves man. He wants to do the same for man. I just give you something small for you to understand. It's very interesting, even though a very difficult topic, but it's very interesting. But you know that why the sun has not stopped shining? Why the moon and the stars and the sun and all elements of creation have obeyed God? Do you know that man is not obeying God? Do you know that man is not fruitful? Do you know why many men are not fruitful? It's because, and do you know that you can decide? It's because out of all the elements of creation, only man has a will. Only man has a will. I've been saying that when I get to heaven, not even when I get, I have to start asking God. God, what you have done to us, eh? God, you have blessed us all. But why didn't you make us like robots? Why didn't you, our will, oh, that thing called will is the greatest blessing and the greatest enemy. I am telling, look, you can will to become whatever you want to be. I'm telling you. You can will. I say you can will to become whatever you want to be. You can will to become fruitful, to become productive. You can will to produce results. You can will to do greater works. You can will to rise to whatever level. You can will to become whatever. You can also will. In fact, you can will to serve God. You can will to become the best. You can also will to disobey God. You can will to be anything. That thing called will. Adam willfully ate. Adam willfully disobeyed God. Adam willfully listened to the serpent, Satan through the serpent. Adam willfully. Because God warned him. See, that was why God put the tree in the middle. So that Adam is always seeing the tree. Say, the day you eat this fruit, it is not in the bush, it is not among, it is in the middle. The day you eat, you will die. The day you eat, I will check out of you. The day you eat, you'll be eternally separated from me. Then the serpent went and said, do you know why? God knows that you become like him. Adam was already like God. He had already been created in the image of God. The serpent deceived. Like how he's deceiving people. Do you want to prosper? I can take you to a place. Look, do you want to be fruitful? You are already fruitful. You are already prosperous. I am telling you, because you have been created in the image of God. And Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 says, in Christ we are complete. Or we are full. Look, you are like Christ. Have you seen a child being born who didn't have a part? Apart from those maladjusted children. Have you? Okay, let me take those online. Is there any part of you didn't appear when you were born? Is there any part of you that did not appear? Is there any part of you? All your ears are there. Only that some are large, some are small, Only that some are different shapes. I am telling you. Your hands, everything, you came out of your mother's womb intact. The same way in Christ, when we become born again, we are intact. We carry the full image of Christ in us. Amen. I am telling you, you are carrying the image of Christ in you. You are a Christ, not even a little Christ. You are a Christ. He gave you all his identity. You carry his identity. You carry his image. And so in Christ, we are full, or we are what? Complete. According to Colossians chapter 2 verse 10. We are complete. We are full. We are complete. Say, I am complete.
Complete.
Say, in Christ, I am complete.
In Christ, I am complete.
Say, in Christ, I am full.
In Christ, I am full.
Say, in Christ, I am full.
In Christ, I am full.
In Christ, I am complete.
In Christ, I am complete.
I must be complete.
And I must be complete.
In every way.
In every way.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
But do you know why we are not fruitful? We are not conscious of who we are. Yesterday or today, the Lord was teaching me at dawn about the greatest dread to the enemy. The greatest dread to the enemy. Technician, echo. The greatest dread to the enemy. And let me do you know the greatest fear of Satan? The greatest dread that the enemy has, number one, for you to know what Christ has done for you and for your mind to be on it always. Number two, for you to know who you are and for your mind to be on who you are always. Number three, for you to know what you have inherited. Somebody should write it for me. For you to know, number one, what Christ has done for you. Hey, for your mind to be on it daily. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. And for it to be, for you to be conscious of what Christ has done for you daily. For that to occupy your mind and occupy your mouth. Occupy your eyes and your ears. Hey, for you to know what Christ has done for you. For you to be daily conscious of it. Number two. For you to be daily conscious of who you are. Who you are in Christ. Your new position as a child of God. Upon whom heaven has all his attention. Do you know that heaven's greatest attention is on you? Look, always look at yourself as if you are the one who is here on earth. As if you are the only one alive on earth. I'm telling you, from today, consider yourself like that. That heaven's attention is fully on you. The devil does, he fears that you know that. And lastly, that we will be conscious of what we have inherited. We will be daily conscious of what we have inherited in Christ. Ah, the power, the position, the authority, the anointing, the favor, the grace. Whatever you are calling it, that we have inherited in Christ. That's the greatest dread of Satan. I'm telling you. That is why right in the night, he occupies your mind with what somebody did against you. He occupies your mind with that situation. He occupies your mind. How are you going to solve this problem? He occupies your mind with what your husband has done against you. That word your husband said. Do you know that he doesn't love you? Do you know that the way your husband did this? Do you know that your husband has a girlfriend? Do you know that your husband doesn't like you? To occupy you with the things of your husband. To occupy you with the things in your office. How the workers are not working well. How so, so, and so. To occupy your mind. How people don't like you. Look at you. Even the pastor. Look at what the pastor said. It is about you. That it is your story the pastor was saying, was telling. Look at even how the pastor, throw his hand towards you. Look at how the pastor push you. Look at how the pastor, yes. Things that will annoy you. Things that will dampen your spirit. because he does not want your mind to be on what Christ has done for you, on who you are in Christ, and on what you have inherited. Because as long as your mind is on this, he is finished. He is finished. Do you know how Jesus conquered, Satan? Do you know how he overcame the temptation in Matthew chapter 4? Do you know why? It was these three things. Somebody should write. It was these three things that enabled Jesus to overcome the temptation in the desert. Yes. The mountain of temptation, Israel. When you go there, look, the mountain of temptation, you cannot walk and go there. You go there by overhead rail. Overhead rail, there is a rope. Yes, there is a station. You sit in it. In fact, when we got, one lady said, "Me, they mean to me, I can't go."
Cable cars.
Thank you. Cable cars. They say, "Me, they mean to me, I've traveled the whole world, but this one I cannot. I can't." I say, "You are going. We are going." 4-4-4-4-4. I say, "Sit by me." She sat. I said, do you know how you go? We'll get there. Say, "Pastor, I beg you. I know you are a man of God. I trust you. I know because you are inside, we will not fall back." I say, "We are going. You'll get there." Do you know how you go? Now, close your eyes. Close your eyes now. Close your eyes. The next time I tap it, I say, when I tap you, I say, "Open your eyes, eh?" Fine. Then the next time I tap, I say, "Open your eyes." We were there. And then we got out. And even from there, how you climb to the place where the temptation took place. Hey! So how did Jesus get there? What carried him there? And the place is terrible. The mountain is frightening. And the serpent went there. See how he appeared to Jesus there. Whether he appeared as a serpent, whether he appeared as a voice, whether whichever form he appeared, but the serpent. And you know how Jesus overcame? Because Jesus knew who he was. He knew who he was. That was how. He knew. Look, many Christians are living defeating and dry and fruitless life because they don't know who they are. They know they are Christians. Look, it is not enough to know that I'm a Christian. No. It is not enough at all to know that you are a Christian and you belong to so-and-so church. It is not enough. Christianity is personal. Personal conviction. Personal revelation. Personal faith. It is not that your friend invited you to his church. Or your husband invited you to his church. Or your wife invited you to a church. Or so-and-so. So now I am a member here. Never. That's not Christianity. You haven't started. Until the Holy Spirit touches you. When I say until the Holy Spirit touches you, I'm not saying that until you begin to speak in tongues. No. Until you have personally convicted, tell Jesus, "Please, I want to know you. Reveal yourself to me." Inside you, something will start happening. Something will start happening inside you. That is when you started. That is when you started. Beloved, we are complete in him. We are to be fruitful. This month is a month of fruitfulness. What does it mean? It means that every area of your life must produce result. What is the meaning of fruitfulness? Fruitfulness simply means that your life is producing result. Your life is producing results. Your life is producing effect. Your life is bringing positive result to yourself and to others. It simply means that your life is making impact on yourself and impact on others. That's the meaning of being fruitful. Yes, your life is producing a result. Your life is making impact on yourself and on others. That's the meaning of being fruitful. And on your environment, I am telling you, we have been commanded to be spiritually fruitful, prayerfully fruitful. academically fruitful, mentally fruitful, emotionally fruitful, physically fruitful, socially fruitful, economically fruitful, financially fruitful. We have been commanded to be fruitful in our businesses, in our career, in our whatever. You have been, be fruitful. It's a command. It's a command to be obeyed. Why is the element of creation? Because they don't have a will. The sun doesn't have a will. The air doesn't have a will. They are all like robots. Robots. Do you know that angels also don't have a will? Angels operate like robots. That's why when God sent them to go and kill, hey, if God doesn't say stop, they will not stop. Even the believer, they are going to kill. Yes, when they say go to this direction, kill everyone there. Hey. When God say kill everyone there, they are just killing you. So when the angel is crying, say, please, me, I'm a child of God, he's a robot. He is to kill. Kill anything on your way. Unless God gives the difference. Don't touch those who have the mark, my mark on them. Those who have the mark of the blood, don't touch them. Don't touch them. They are the only ones you need, like it happened in Egypt. All elements of creation, only man has a will. I'm telling you, only man has a will. Only man that God gave a will. Because only man is created in his image. Even angels are not created in the image of God. I'm telling you, the Bible says that we shall judge angels. Yes, when we are transformed into a glorified body, we leave this earth, we are going to judge what? Angels. And angels are what? They are ministering spirits to us. Angels serve God and they serve God's children. Look at who you are. Are you understanding who you are now? So why do you allow worry? Why do you allow Satan to bring worry, anxiety, anger, bitterness? These are the things he has occupied us to steal from us. When the devil say, when the Bible says that the enemy comes not but to steal, to kill, what does he steal? He steals your joy. He steals your peace. And how does he steal your joy? He steals your joy by putting anger, by putting offense, by putting something there. That is all. He is finished. He is finished. He is finished. After this program, somebody is going to say a bad word to you. How do you react? It is Satan trying to steal something from you. Yes. Your husband will speak a bad word. Your wife, somebody will do something bad, painful. How do you react? It's not the person, no. The person was just, is just a container. It's just a container of a spirit that is being used against you. Beloved, this month, God wants every aspect of your life to fall in place, to harmonize. Last month, it was enforcing compliance. Now that we have enforced compliance, God has already given me a word for July. I say, wow, there is a progression. A word for July. There is a progression. Yes, today, 2nd June, we are in the month of commanding fruitfulness. You must command it. You must say, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. My business, be fruitful. My so-and-so, be fruitful. You must command the elements of creation. Let this day be a fruitful day. Let this day be a productive day. And the day will be. And the day will do what? The day will be. But do you know our limitations? Do you know what is neutralizing our fruitfulness? The systems. The systems have been set to neutralize us. The systems of this world are not the systems of God. Somebody listen to me. And somebody should write it for me. The systems that are operating in this world, they are not the systems of God. They are the systems of Satan. They are the systems of Babylon. They are the systems of Babylon. They are the systems of every system operating in this world is the system of Babylon. is not the system of God. The church is the only organization that is has been set up to operate the system of God. Unfortunately, the systems of this world have also entered into the church. All to do what? To limit, and that's why we don't see the power of God. Let me tell you, to experience all of God, you must give all of yourself. You must obey all of Him. Somebody should write it. To experience all of God, you must obey all of Him. You must obey all of Him. To experience all of God, you must obey all of Him. You must obey all of Him. That's why today, the church has become another social group. People go to church and come back home, nothing has happened. I'm not necessarily saying that people should fall down. No. Even the messages pastors are preaching, no conviction. They are not touching. Yes, psychology is inside because they don't want to hurt, so that the big men will not leave the church, so that the big women will not leave the church, so that the big politician who has been dishing out money, so that the big businesswoman, businessman who has been churning out the money will not leave the church. And we are killing them. They are dying. The day they will stand before the Lord will say, I don't know you. I don't know you. Because your pastor didn't preach the word that will change you and transform you. Even with your money. Even though, yes, I love what you are doing. Yes, money belongs to me and I give you power to make money. We need money. Without money, we are not. I'm telling you. We need money. We need it. And I respect business people. I respect, look, I respect money, those who have made it. Please, let's respect them. I'm telling you. Let's respect them. I respect them. I respect them a lot. Those that God is raising, I respect them. I'm telling you. I pray for them. I don't joke with them. Those who support me, you don't know. You don't know the prayers I pray for you. But it doesn't mean that because of that, I shouldn't tell you the truth that will give you eternity. But because the systems have entered into the church, God's power is not manifesting. Prophetic words are not manifesting because we have grieved the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. The systems in this world are not the systems of God. The church is to operate on the systems of God. And you know, we are living by the systems of this world. Christian, we are living by the systems of this world. Now, in everybody's mouth, His Excellency, Nana Yao Akufo-Addo, is it called Yao? I don't know where Yao came from. I'm sorry. His Excellency, Nana Adodankwa Akufo-Addo. Everybody, Akufo-Addo lo. Some every people have turned his name into a certain this thing. They are calling him a certain name. Somebody is begging me not to say it. Yes. People have carved names for him. Who told you? Have you ever heard that Nana Akufo-Addo will make you? Have you ever heard that it is doing Rolling Stone that you make it? Have you ever heard, has God told you that it is only at a most time? Look, at the nose of my friend, I'm telling you, I was praying for him during election time. And after he became president, I was going to the castle to pray for him. He will call me, Dela, come, 4 p.m., come. There is a castle prayer group who pray. But immediately I get there, he will come out. There is a particular room. I meet with him. I will stay with him for 30 minutes. We shall talk. Then he will go and join the group back. I will go and join the group with him. Then after closing, we shall go back and pray for 1 hour. He said, Dela, I know people are praying for me, but God told me specifically that your prayers are working for me. What did I gain from Atanos? What did I gain? He promised me that a particular year, August, the year he died, August, September, was when he was going to make sure that the Ayab temple is fixed, the road is fixed, the properties in that area are all bought. He told me, July he died. July he died. July he died. He died in July. He told me, Della, August, September, so so and so year is my time for you. I have helped some churches. He mentioned them. Like I did for this. Like I did for this. Like I did for this. I am going to do for you. I am going to do for you. He died before. So, who told you? Because we are living by the systems. If I tell you how Christians are dying for their political parties, there is a particular brother I had to talk to. I said, the way you are dying for your party, WhatsApp, Facebook, do you do the same for Christ? Do you do the same for Christ? So you see how we have limited ourselves, because we know that it is only when my party comes to power, that is when I will get contract. That is when I will get businesses. That's when I will get job, because that is the system of the world. And we are living, we are submitted to it, because that is the reality. But listen to me, beyond the reality is the system of God. I say beyond the reality is the system of God. We have two of our sisters. They are online right now. Eh? If I tell you the contract they got and the jobs, they don't belong to NPP. They don't be, in fact, they got it during Rawlings time. But they are NPP. They are NPP. But during Rawlings time, they got the work they are doing. They are strong NPP. They say, Pastor, I am a strong NPP. My whole family is NPP. But look at this. I was just called. I said, you know, that is God. That is God. Who told you? That is God. So it is time for us to begin to live by the systems of God. Yes, any party that comes, we are to submit to them. We are to obey the president, pray for the president and his leaders. We are to pray that they will lead us in the ways of God. God will lead the nation through them. But listen to me. Don't curse them. You are cursing them because you have put all your trust in them. I don't curse the president. Oh. I don't say anything bad about any president. I'm telling you, me, all you can never know the party. I vote for all the parties because God tells me this one is the one who is coming. It is not because he's the best option, but the lesser devil is better than the bigger one. For now, I want to use him to teach people. I voted for Akufo-Addo. Yes, because God told me. I voted for him that I want to use him, and God showed me dreams. And that's exactly what we are seeing. Yes, all of us voted. Pray. Yes. So me, I hit here, I hit here. You can never know where I belong. That is the church. The church must stand in the middle and ensure that the right things are being done. We are commanding fruitfulness. Please, don't surrender to the system. Don't let the system limit you. Look. God can give you an idea. Sell ice water. You say 100 people are selling ice water. When God says you sell ice water, you know his word will back you. Other people are selling. Which word is backing them? Which word is backing them? By you. Many of you are online. You don't know where our church is located. 29 years ago, when we took over this church, the area it was the dirtiest part of Accra. The dirtiest part. But I heard, initially, I didn't like the place. I said, God, you are wicked. I've been faithful to you. Look at where, is that where you have brought me? God said, build me an army and build me a palatial structure. I am making my name consolidated in this area. I am establishing myself in this area. That's the word that has kept me. Against all death attacks, against all threats, against whatever we have gone through, we are solid because the word of God is standing by us. Which word is standing by your business? That step you are taking, which word is backing you? What has the Holy Spirit said to you? Let me tell you. That's why those who work with me, they find it difficult. They say, I don't act. Pastor will say this. He's not acting. He's not acting. You don't know. I want a word, oh. I want a word. That's why I scarcely make mistakes. When I hit the thing, I hit. Bah! Because I heard. I heard. But when I have not heard, oh, I am not sure. I am not sure. I'm not sure. Beloved, we are to command fruitfulness. Say, I must be fruitful. Let me tell you, I welcome you to the month of fruitfulness.
Amen.
I welcome you into the month of result.
Amen.
I welcome you into the month of productivity. Amen. Every area of your life must begin to produce. Amen. It must begin to produce. Amen. You should also be connected to Christ. Be connected to the Holy Spirit. Be connected to the Word of God. This is your source. And be faithful. Say, I must be fruitful. 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 This month of June is my month of fruitfulness, of productivity, of result, of greater wealth. Let it be so.
Let it be so.
Let it be so.
Let it be so.
Let it be so. I mention your name. I have been commanded to be fruitful. I have been commanded.
I have been commanded.
I have been commanded. I have been commanded. I have been commanded to be fruitful.
I have been commanded.
I have been commanded to be fruitful.
I have been commanded. I have been commanded to be fruitful.
I have been commanded. I have been commanded. I have received the command. Hey, I have received the command. Declare. I have received the command.
I have received the command.
I mention your name. I have been commanded.
I have received the command.
Yes, I have received the command to be faithful. To be fruitful. I have received the command. To be fruitful, to be emotionally fruitful, to be physically fruitful, to be socially fruitful, to be socially fruitful, to be economically fruitful, to be financially fruitful, to be financially fruitful, fruitful, to be financially fruitful,
to be fruitful
in my career,
to
be fruitful in my business,
to
be fruitful in my investment. I have received the command.
I have received the command.
Therefore,
I declare.
I must be fruitful.
You must be fruitful. I am fruitful. I am financially fruitful.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
When the word comes, I will stop and say, do you know what the Lord is showing me? As we were praying, things are checking out. Things that are against fruitfulness, dark clouds, seals are being broken.
Amen.
Things are just checking out.
Amen.
Anything in your life that is not producing fruit, anything in your life that is blocking fruitful life, fruitfulness, productivity, it must check out.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I now command.
Anything within me, outside me, in my atmosphere, in my environment.
That is antifruitfulness, antiproductivity, antiresolve, antigreater works, antigreater life, productive life, resolve giving life, greater works life, check out, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of the Holy Spirit, check out, check out, check out, check out of my life, check out of my atmosphere, in the power of the Holy Spirit, check out, check out, check out, check out of my atmosphere, check out right now. I said check out now, in the name of Jesus, by blood and by fire, check out every check out of my marriage, check out of my marriage, check out of my mind, check out of my mind. Put your hand on your head. Check out from my mind. Those thoughts should check out. check out from my life right now, check out from my heart, check out from my head, check out from my mind, check out from my body, check out from my environment, check out from my atmosphere, check out from my environment, check out from my body, check out from my environment, check out from my body, check out from my business.
Check out for my workplace. Depart from me now, any area of my life. Depart from me.
Any department of my life that is hosting anti-fruitful, anti-productive, anti-resort, anti-greater wealth, anti-testimony, spirit of power, spirit of my life, any department of my life that is hosting any anti-spirit, that is hosting any anti-spirit, that is hosting any anti-spirit, that is hosting spirit of power, spirit of anger, spirit of fear, spirit of jealousy, spirit of competition, spirit of competition. Check out for my life. Depart from my office. Depart from my career. Depart. Depart from my atmosphere. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I need to sow a seed. The Lord is saying, understand that fruitfulness goes with seed sowing. Seed sowing. Seed sowing. Seed sowing. So we need to be sowing seed. This month, we need to be sowing seed. Fruitfulness. I just said it. Understand that fruitfulness, productivity goes with seed sowing. Seed sowing. My God. Seed sowing. What does that mean? Seed sowing. Seed sowing. So in the name of Jesus Christ.
My whole life.
Should begin to bring forth. Fruitfulness.
Fruitfulness.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Because
I have been commanded
to be fruitful,
I command
every area of my life
to produce result.
Produce result.
Produce result.
Produce result.
Produce result.
Produce result.
I command
my business
be fruitful.
Yes.
My career
be fruitful.
My position,
be fruitful.
My financial life,
be fruitful.
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 My life,
be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
I am fruitful.
Anything I touch,
I am fruitful.
Anything I touch
is producing result.
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 I command result.
I command result.
I command result.
Positive 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 result.
In my life.
In every department of my life.
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 Do you know what it means that your marriage is fruitful? Your marriage is just working. Your husband is performing as a husband. Your husband just loves you. Your husband is just this. Your wife is just, that is the meaning of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness simply means that, I don't know how to explain it. There is effect, positive effect. There is positive impact. There is something you can celebrate. And let me tell you something. Please, as we are commanding fruitfulness, according to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, Proverbs 13, 20, he said, those who, the one who walk with a wise man, you become wise. I'm paraphrasing. But he who walks with a fool, you become a fool. Please, you should know who to walk with. I am telling you. There are some people who are not fruitful. I am telling you. They are not spiritually fruitful. They are not prayerfully fruitful. Some are only business fruitful. But let me tell you. When you are only career and business fruitful, it's a matter of time. When you collapse, you can't rise. Because the Bible says that it is only a righteous person that can fall 7 times and rise hot 7 times. Some people got political appointment position. The moment their party lost power, I know people. I know how some people died. Hey, when their party, I have just been, so when the person was there, with all this fanfare, look, the blessing that God didn't bless you, it flies away. There will be conditions and situations that will come. All that money will just be swallowed. Look, you go to hospital and they mention a disease. All that money will go. Another government will come. They will just set their eyes on you. It will just go fame. Because you don't have spiritual foundation. You don't have prayer foundation that is holding you. That is what holds. Please, Forgive people. There are some people you need to forgive them and keep them at arm's length, far away. Some people too, you forgive them and go along with them because of their nature of fruitfulness. Yes, you forgive them and still go along. You should choose. The choice is yours. May God give you wisdom to know who you should keep at arm's length. When you meet many assemblies of God, they will tell, he's my friend. Somebody can say, I just lie. I know who are my friends.
I know who my friends are.
Thank you for correcting my English. This international platform. I know who my friends are. Everybody, yes. Let everybody say you are the friend because of what they are gaining from you. But you should know who your friends are. We want to pray the last prayer right now. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare. To the month of June. To this day.
Today, Friday.
This weekend.
To every day.
To every minute.
To every hour.
Produce fruits.
Produce results.
I declare. To the elements of creation.
You are commanded.
To produce results in my life. You are commanded to produce results. Command your atmosphere. Command your environment. Command right now.
Command your house.
Command the ground. This ground you are commanded. You are commanded. This house where I have been brought. This house where I live. You are commanded to produce nothing. Nothing but result, nothing but fruits. This office, this seat, this position. You are commanded because I am fruitful. You must produce fruit. You must produce results. All my friends who surround me, I command my business. I command my investment. You are commanded to produce results. You are commanded to produce results. Let every element of creation produce fruit for me. Say, I am alive today. To be fruitful.
To be fruitful.
I'll be alive tomorrow.
I'll be alive tomorrow.
To be fruitful.
To be fruitful.
I am alive this
month. I am
month
alive this month.
Of June.
Of June.
To be fruitful.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know the meaning of fruitfulness? You become a solution.
Amen.
You become a transformer.
Amen.
You become a remedy provider.
Amen.
Where there is a problem, you become a solution.
Yes.
So let me tell you, this month, you are receiving solutions to your problems.
Amen.
Your problems are turning around.
Amen.
There is a turn around. Thoughts are coming. Ideas are coming. God is visiting people on your behalf. God is turning things around. People cannot sleep because of you. People cannot sleep because of you. Everything is working. Everything must work. Everything must work in alignment to the command to be fruitful, to the command to be productive.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
You are fruitful.
Amen.
Enjoy a fruitful and productive weekend.
Amen.
A result producing weekend.
Amen.
A result producing weekend.
Amen.
A testimony filled weekend.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. In Jesus' name, I declare you fruitful.
Amen.
And go and continue to declare it in your mouth. Declare with your mind and with your actions. Look, see yourself fruitful. Even when
Amen.
You have failed several times, just laugh.
Amen.
Just laugh.
Yes, Lord.
Look, the seven times you have failed, the seven times you are going to succeed.
Amen.
I said the seven times you are going to succeed.
Amen.
And become the best.
Yes, Lord.
In that area.
Yes, Lord.
You are consolidated.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing can change it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your gate respond to fruitfulness.
Amen.
I command your house. I command your door. Lord. To respond, to open to nothing but the fruitful angel, the
Amen.
Productive angel,
Amen.
The angel of result,
yes,
delivering result.
Yes, Lord.
That's the angel
Amen.
That should be welcome
Amen.
Into your
Amen.
Gate, into your
Amen.
House, into your
yes,
room.
Lord.
Any other
Amen.
Thing should be blocked. This man should only welcome your angel that is bringing resolve, fruitfulness, productivity, that is delivering resolve, fruitfulness, productivity. That is the angel that the month of June should welcome. Any other demon, any other spirit, let the man, let the portals, let the gate of June, let the gates of this week, let the gates of this day,
block them
in your atmosphere, in your environment, block them in Jesus' mighty name. My God,
Amen.
I feel the prayer. Look, Madam Becky, you have received
Amen.
Answers to your problem. Madam Becky, you have received
Amen.
Answers to your problem. Bridget, you have
Amen.
Received. Bridget,
Amen.
You have received. There is a visitation.
Amen.
My own, Agile, there is a
Amen.
Visitation.
Thank you,
My
Lord.
My God, by the time it's up, Lord. I don't know. There is. Do you know? There is a covering over everyone online.
Amen.
A covering. There is a beautiful cloud. A
Hallelujah.
Beautiful cloud. I can't describe
Hallelujah.
It. It's covering everyone
Hallelujah.
Online. My God, we thank you. Please help us, Lord. Help us to receive this, oh God. Help us to receive this from you. We are grateful.
Amen.
We celebrate your goodness and mercy. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, we celebrate our 33rd year anniversary. And those of you who are on Facebook, go there and read the message for June. I am telling you, the calls I have just received yesterday from some prominent people who went there, but they did not comment, but decided to call me. They say, do your members also read these things? Do they copy? Some tell me, please, can I copy it? Can I copy it? I say, go ahead. Only that acknowledge the source. Because God used somebody. Always mention the person through whom. That's why when I send you some links of messages, Yes, I send it to you so that you know it is this person either confirming or bringing a new message. Beloved, God is blessing us. The blessings of God are in words. When God blessed man, what did he say? He blessed him and did what?
Said.
And said. Look, blessings are in words. And that word is a spirit. When you act on it, it will begin to produce. So don't let words just go. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
Sunday is our communion. Look, come. Join us. Let's celebrate the communion. It's a month of fruitfulness. Please learn to sow seed. God said, understand that it goes with seed sowing. Go sow seed of your time. Sow seed of your sacrifice. Sow seed of money. Sow seed of love. Sow seed of anything. Yes. Not only money. Sow seed. Sow seed. Because it is a fruitful month. Long.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.